remember this, Alex. Do you really? Well, when did they take this off then? It must have been... I thought this went off in about 1971.
I think it would have been like 1979 or 1980.
Really?
Yeah.
1970. And when did the decline of ITV start? About 1979. Or not. This used to be the news. Laurie, this was the news.
I thought you were having me on.
No,
this was the theme for the news.
You know, like now everything's strident and ambulance chasing.
Who on earth changed it?
Exactly. And you know, now it's all stabbing music and... And you know, we're serious news. ITV, who's gone into a tailspin... and by the way, since the breakfast show's been on, since I've been doing the breakfast show, three ITV companies have gone down the toilet, pretty good, including that Channel 4 thing, which is only a matter of time. And it's, but the ITV's news, you didn't used to hear this bit. There would have been, hang on, let me pause it, hang on. Because Alice, you can introduce this, hang on. Right, so Alice, I need you and your best announcer to say, the time right now on ITV is just, the time on ITV is now 10 o'clock, and time for the, how would they say it? They would say, it is,
well, Alice will know, because she's...
I'll say something.
Okay, you say something, get it ready, because I've got it all set to go here now, so, and I'll bring it. But this, Laurie, for the benefit of Laurie, American friend, do you remember this, Dave, at all?
No,
yes, you remember it. So, this is, yeah.
Oh, okay, let's have an afternoon news.
No, 5.40, the 5.40. It's 5.40, and time for the news, from ITN with, Redfuss Carl.
Redfuss Carl?
Redfuss Carl. And Alvar Liddell. Okay. Alvar Liddell and Redfuss Carl. No. Yeah, okay.
Hang on, who was that? Who's the doubleheader with?
It would be Gordon Honeycomb, but I'm thinking that's just too easy. That's what people are expecting, Gordon Honeycomb.
Sandy Gordon.
Curtis Fong.
Curtis Fong. You think Curtis Fong?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's with Redfuss Carl and Alvar Liddell. No, this is 1970s.
Of course, okay.
Alvar Liddell.
Alvar Liddell.
It wouldn't have been either of those, I know that. But anyway, so off you go, Alison. We can show the people who are not old enough or perhaps just imported that this is how the ITV had the sense to do their news. No matter what the story was, no matter how bad the news, this is how they live.
Can I be the not old enough?
Yes, certainly. Okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
It's fine.
Oh, sorry, Alvar. No, you're going.
It's 5.40. Now it's time for the news on ITN with Redfuss Carl and Alvar Liddell.
And that's how it went. Not the bomb has gone off and there's hundreds of thousands dead. And here we are with all the facts and figures. And we will be here till the 6 o'clock weather. That was how the news went. Seriously, I'm not joking.
How long did they use that for?
A long time.
It had
a great ending as well. A fantastic ending, which I don't know if we can... Can I move it on towards the end? Yeah, hang on. And when it had the end, so it would wind up like this. Here we go. This is how it would wind up. And they'd say, well, thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for watching. We'll be back with another bulletin, like, in 6 hours' time, because rolling news was a preposterous concept and still is. So they'd say, thank you very much for watching, and we'll be back. Have a good evening. And then it would go... That's how it would end.
Wow, I'm absolutely astounded.
That's an extraordinary thing, isn't it?
I can't believe they still don't. Somebody doesn't pick up on that.
Somebody doesn't pick up on it, but that's why Channel 4 is in tailspin. That's why ITV Digital went out of business, and we seem to have drifted into.